Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Action Research Dissertation Learning from Leading Change is a methodological guide for doctoral students and practitioner researchers who want their dissertation work to produce both credible inquiry and practical change. Written by Karen E. Watkins, Erica Gilbertson, and Aleki Nikolides. The book belongs to the qualitative research methodology tradition, with a particular focus on action research in professional practice doctorates. Its central purpose is to explain how a dissertation can be designed around real organizational or social problems while still meeting academic expectations for rigor, evidence, theory, ethics, and contribution to knowledge. Rather than treating research as a detached study of a setting, the book frames the doctoral researcher as a scholar leader who participates in change processes, facilitates inquiry with others, and learns from action. Organized around foundations, study design, and completion, it offers a structured path from identifying a problem to reporting an action research dissertation responsibly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, action research as a dissertation model for changing real systems. A defining contribution of the book is its treatment of action research as more than a flexible qualitative method. It presents action research as a dissertation model built for situations where the researcher is working inside, alongside, or in close relation to a living system that needs change. This matters because many professional practice doctoral students are not studying distant populations. They are often educators, administrators, organizational leaders, consultants, or community practitioners facing persistent problems in their own fields. The book positions the action research dissertation as a way to investigate such problems while intervening in them responsibly. The emphasis is not simply on describing a problem, but on creating cycles of inquiry, action, reflection, and learning. This distinguishes the model from conventional dissertation formats that may prioritize observation over improvement. The authors also make clear that action research requires disciplined design, not informal problem solving. A credible study must connect practical action to researchable questions, evidence, theory, and transparent reporting. In this sense, the dissertation becomes both a scholarly document and a record of situated change. The book gives sustained attention to the idea of the scholar leader, a role that combines intellectual discipline with responsibility for facilitating change. This concept is important because action research places the doctoral student in a position that is neither purely objective observer nor ordinary organizational actor. The researcher must interpret evidence, engage stakeholders, question assumptions, and make decisions that affect the system being studied. The scholar-leader frame helps clarify the competencies required for this work. It implies that doctoral education should develop people who can use theory and evidence in complex settings, not merely produce a final manuscript. The role also brings tensions. A scholar leader may have authority, insider knowledge, personal commitments, or institutional pressures that shape the research process. The book treats these conditions as design considerations rather than reasons to avoid action research. By foregrounding leadership, it asks students to examine how they influence the inquiry, how they support participation, and how they learn from the consequences of action. This gives the dissertation a developmental purpose as well as a research purpose. Thirdly, theory and intervention as linked elements of dissertation design. The book treats theory and intervention as mutually connected parts of an action research dissertation. In many dissertations, the theoretical framework can become a background section that is only loosely related to the study itself. Here, theory is presented as a practical tool for understanding the problem, shaping the intervention, interpreting evidence, and explaining what was learned. This approach is especially useful in action research, because the researcher must justify not only what is being studied, but also why a particular change effort is appropriate. An intervention is not simply an activity introduced into a setting. It is an informed response to a problem as understood through literature, local evidence, and stakeholder knowledge. The book, therefore, encourages students to build a coherent chain from problem evidence to conceptual framing to action design. This chain supports rigor because readers can assess whether the intervention logically follows from the diagnosis of the situation. It also supports learning because outcomes can be interpreted in relation to the assumptions that guided the action. The result is a dissertation design in which practical change and scholarly explanation reinforce each other. Fourthly, evidence, participation, and facilitation in action research teams. A major practical concern in the book is how action research is evidenced and facilitated when multiple people are involved. Action research often depends on teams, stakeholder groups, or communities of practice because the problems being addressed are embedded in social systems. The researcher must therefore do more than collect data. The researcher must help create conditions in which participants can inquire, reflect, and act together. This requires attention to facilitation, communication, documentation, and the credibility of evidence. the book highlights the need to make the action research problem visible through appropriate forms of evidence. Rather than relying only on personal perception or organizational anecdotes, at the same time, it recognizes that evidence in action research may include meetings, reflections, artifacts, observations, interviews, and records of change processes. The challenge is to organize these materials so that they support defensible claims. Facilitation is central because poorly managed participation can weaken both the intervention and the study. By treating teams as part of the research design, the book addresses an issue often underdeveloped in general qualitative methods texts. Lastly, ethical dilemmas and common challenges in practitioner-based research. The book gives explicit attention to ethics and recurring difficulties in action research dissertations, which is essential because practitioner research often occurs in settings where relationships, responsibilities, and power are already established. Unlike studies conducted by outsiders, action research may involve colleagues, employees, students, clients, or community partners who are affected by both the inquiry and the intervention. Ethical design must therefore address consent, confidentiality, role conflict, potential coercion, transparency, and the consequences of change efforts. The book does not present ethics as a procedural hurdle limited to institutional review. Instead, ethics becomes an ongoing practice of judgment throughout the study. This is particularly important when the research design evolves in response to what participants learn or what the system reveals. The discussion of common challenges also helps normalize the complexity of action research without reducing standards. Problems such as unclear boundaries, shifting organizational conditions, uneven participation, and difficulty documenting change can threaten a dissertation if they are not anticipated. By naming these issues, the book helps students plan more realistically and report limitations more honestly. In conclusion, this book is best suited for doctoral students in professional practice programs, especially those in education, organizational development, leadership, adult learning, and related applied fields. It will also be useful to dissertation supervisors, program designers, and practitioner researchers who need a clearer structure for turning change work into rigorous scholarship. Its practical benefit lies in showing how to move from a real problem to a defensible action research design, including theoretical framing, intervention planning, evidence collection, team facilitation, ethical reflection, and final reporting. Its intellectual benefit is the way it frames doctoral inquiry as a form of learning from change rather than merely studying change from a distance, compared with broader qualitative research manuals. The action research dissertation stands out because it focuses specifically on the dissertation as a genre and on the professional practice doctorate as a context. Compared with general action research books, it gives more attention to the academic requirements, role tensions, and documentation demands faced by doctoral candidates. The book is not primarily a general introduction to all qualitative methods. Its value is more specialized. It provides a coherent guide for students whose research must satisfy university standards, while also producing informed action in a real system. If you would like to support Karen E. Watkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.